Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 22, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Invoca announces conversation intelligence solutions for e-commerce. British payment operator PayPoint sells Romanian operations. Etsy to implement Klarna's BNPL solution in the US. BBVA to launch blank credit card Aqua in Spain. Mercado Libre is following Alibaba's steps. G-Star merges in store and online shopping via Apple's app Clips. American Airlines launches e-wallet and mobile ID for its customers. Amazon rolls out a program that pays consumers for their data on non-Amazon purchases. Now let's get started. Invoca announces conversation intelligence solutions for e-commerce. US-based conversation intelligence platform Invoca has announced three new solutions that extend its tool to also serve e-commerce and customer experience teams. The new solutions will allow all revenue teams at business-to-consumer (B2C) brands to create better buying experiences, drive more leads, and increase revenue. By helping brands understand conversation data and activate it across their technology stack, Invoca's active conversation intelligence platform enables businesses to enhance every digital touchpoint and human interaction. Invoca's platform includes Invoca for e-commerce, a tool meant to improve digital conversion rates by understanding why and when consumers reach out for buying assistance. This solution is available immediately. British payment operator PayPoint sells Romanian operations. The UK-based cash and online payment operator PayPoint has announced it will sell its Romanian subsidiaries PayPoint Services and Payzone to the investment fund Innova Capital. The company said it sold its Romanian operations to focus on the core markets in the UK in line with its strategy. In Romania, PayPoint officially launched its own brand cash payment service in August 2008 and expanded its customer portfolio by partnering with several companies in various sectors. Currently, the company has contracts with 165 customers in telecommunications, utilities, financial services, and more. In the financial year ended March 31, 2020, PayPoint Romania generated revenues of £69.70 million, €77 million, an operating profit of £7.30 million, €8.10 million, and a pre-tax profit of £6.80 million, €7.50 million. Etsy to implement Klarna's BNPL solution in the US. US-based e-commerce retailer Etsy has announced it will be using the Klarna Buy Now Pay Later BNPL solution in the US, allowing customers to make purchases in 4 installments. Using the Aiden Payments platform, the payments will come with no interest. Etsy is beginning a planned global rollout of installment payments in the US and expects to roll out Klarna payment technology in other core markets in 2021. The retailer has been globally diversifying its payment options, introducing its Etsy Payments digital payment service in 7 additional countries in August 2020, with 3 more countries planned by the end of 2020. According to Etsy, this collaboration with Klarna should enable shoppers to buy on their platform with greater financial control and convenience, without the need of additional fees for sellers. BBVA to launch blank credit card Aqua in Spain. BBVA has announced the launch of Aqua, a new line of blank credit cards, in Spain. According to CrowdfundInsider.com, Aqua features a CVV code but does not contain card numbers, PAN, or expiration dates printed on the cards. BBVA informed that this concept reinforces security for both the digital and physical versions of the card, since not having this data prevents possible fraudulent use. According to BBVA, customers must access the app and check the card number, CVV and expiration date before making a purchase. The card will be available at the end of October 2020 and will be compatible with all mobile payment systems offered by BBVA. In addition, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay will also be supported. Mercado Libre is following Alibaba's steps. LATAM e-commerce firm Mercado Libre has acknowledged taking inspiration from Alibaba, seeing Ant Financial and their investment fund as a model to follow. Transactions on the platform of Mercado Pago, the finance arm of Mercado Libre, more than doubled in the second quarter of 2020. Those at Mercado Libre state that these transformations happened thanks to the inspiration taken from how things have worked out in China. The company replicated the model with its investment funds in Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico. This growth was also aided by ties with China-based Tencent, India's Paytm, and PayPal, which invested US$750 million in Mercado Libre in 2019. Downloads of the Mercado Pago app have risen to almost match those of Mercado Libre in some markets. Purchases on Mercado Libre now account for just 35% of total Mercado Pago transactions as more people use the platform, which offers QR code payments, debit cards, a digital wallet and transfers, for other tasks. G-Star merges in store and online shopping via Apple's App Clips. Fashion retailer G-Star has integrated Apple's App Clip technology in its stores to merge its online and physical shopping experiences. According to Essential Retail, the High Street mobile shopping app enables customers to bring up information about any products in a G-Star shop by scanning a QR code or tap an information tag on shop window or in-store mannequins, including price, colors, and sizes available both in the store and online. Therefore, consumers can order the items online, while the payment is made through Apple Pay. Besides, App Clips gives access to part of the G-Star platform without customers having to download the full app. Consequently, the store can serve as a showroom for customers, while getting an online shopping experience at the same time. The initiative comes to enable customers to shop more safely during the COVID-19 pandemic by reducing the need for direct contact with shop assistants and other customers, Essential Retail stated. American Airlines launches e-wallet and mobile ID for its customers. American Airlines AA has announced its implementation of an electronic wallet, mobile ID, and virtual assistant. Customers can log into their AAdvantage account to see their flight and trip credits stored in the new electronic wallet feature, and can use their travel credits towards booking new travel by selecting flight credit under payment options. Customers whose travel plans have changed will be able to make use of a new feature that automatically refunds their miles to the e-wallet when they cancel an eligible AAdvantage award ticket. AA customers will have the option to test out the airline's new mobile ID technology, which uses a passenger's mobile device to verify their identity when they drop their bag with an agent. Those who choose to participate in the trial can enroll through a third-party app prior to checking in for their flight, which will issue a digital ID token to their mobile device that will then be used to confirm their identity at the bag drop. The mobile ID trial will also be extended to customers at Reagan Washington National Airport, DCA, beginning the 27th of October 2020. Amazon rolls out a program that pays consumers for their data on non-Amazon purchases. Amazon has launched a program that pays consumers for information about what they're purchasing outside of Amazon.com and for responding to short surveys. According to TechCrunch, the program is called Amazon Shopper Panel, and asks users to send in 10 receipts per month for any purchases made at non-Amazon retailers, including grocery stores, department stores, drug stores, and entertainment outlets such as movie theaters, theme parks, and restaurants. Participants will benefit from the newly launched Amazon Shopper Panel mobile app on iOS and Android to take pictures of paper receipts that qualify, or they can opt to forward emailed receipts to receipts@panel.amazon.com to earn a $10 reward that can then be applied to their Amazon balance or used as a charitable donation. Besides, users are enabled to earn additional rewards each month for every survey they complete. The surveys are optional and ask consumers about brands and products that may interest them. The rewards may vary, depending on the survey. Furthermore, the program is available in the U.S., by opt-in and invite only. Therefore, invited participants can download the newly launched Shopper Panel app and join the panel, while other interested users can use the app to join a waitlist for an invite. Although Amazon claims it will delete any sensitive information from the receipts users upload, it doesn't delete users' personal information. Instead, it's stored in accordance with its existing privacy policy, allowing users to delete their previously uploaded receipts, if they choose, TechCrunch stated. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.